In the shadowy corridors of Los Angeles Justice, a desperate letter arrives from behind prison walls. Lucinda Sanz, 5 years into an 11-year sentence for killing her ex-husband Roberto, a sheriff's deputy, maintains her innocence with unwavering conviction. The letter lands in the hands of Mickey Haller, the famed Lincoln lawyer, and his half-brother Harry Bosch, a retired detective now reluctantly working defense cases. What begins as a routine wrongful conviction claim quickly spirals into something far more sinister, a web of corruption reaching into the highest levels of law enforcement. For Bosch, this case crosses a line he never thought he'd approach, helping someone accused of killing a cop. But as inconsistencies pile up, both men find themselves drawn into a dangerous pursuit of truth that will test their skills, their relationship, and their very lives. Bosch discovers Roberto Sanz wasn't an ordinary deputy. His autopsy reveals a tattoo reading, "Que viene el cuco," the bogeyman's coming, linking him to Los Cucos, one of several sheriff's gangs within the department. These cliques, including the executioners and bandidos, evolve from jail units to substations, engaging in activities from betting on inmate fights to facilitating gang violence. Cell tower data shows Roberto met with an FBI agent on his murder day, suggesting federal cooperation. More incriminating, Sergeant Stephanie Sanger, Roberto's colleague, had been following him that day. Her phone went offline for exactly 84 minutes, precisely during the murder window. The corruption reaches beyond the department. Frank Silver, Lucinda's first attorney, admits anonymous callers claiming to be deputies threatened him into convincing Lucinda to accept a plea deal. What chance does one wrongfully convicted woman have against such entrenched power? When protective institutions become predators, where can justice be found? The prosecution's case against Lucinda hinged on gunshot residue found on her hands. Yet Lucinda remembers the GSR test being conducted by a female deputy wearing a badge on a chain, later identified as Stephanie Sanger, contradicting official records. The breakthrough comes when Bosch discovers half of the original GSR pad still exists in cold storage. DNA testing reveals a bombshell. The pad contains gunshot residue, but no trace of Lucinda's DNA, suggesting it was never actually swiped over her body. Instead, it contains DNA from two people, one unidentified and one from a former lab technician. When Bosch collects Sanger's discarded cigarette butt, DNA analysis confirms the unidentified DNA on the GSR pad belongs to her, proving a frame-up. Meanwhile, forensic expert Dr. Arslanian creates a digital recreation showing the shots were fired from a height between 5'2 and 5'6, making it physically impossible for the 5'2 Lucinda to have fired accurately. How many other cases have been decided based on flawed or fabricated evidence? The line between justice and injustice often comes down to who controls the narrative and the evidence. Beyond legal battles lies the devastating human toll of wrongful conviction. Lucinda has lost 5 irreplaceable years with her 13-year-old son Eric, now homeschooled due to peers' cruelty about his mother's imprisonment. Her mother Muriel raises him in a gang-controlled neighborhood, maintaining his connection to Lucinda through family photos throughout their home. For Lucinda, prison means lost time and opportunity. When signing Haller's engagement letter despite warnings, her desperation is clear. Her son needs his mother. Her unwavering assertion of innocence reflects a necessary resilience. She must keep fighting. The case transforms the legal team. Meeting Lucinda converts her from case to person for Haller, whose belief in her innocence feels hollow against court realities. Bosch's juvenile detention experience gives him empathy for the wrongfully imprisoned. What drives them is the resurrection walk, that moment when an innocent person walks free after years imprisoned. This moment, not money or fame, makes their sacrifice worthwhile. The courtroom battle forms the dramatic heart of Lucinda's fight for freedom. Haller faces formidable opposition from Assistant A.G. Morris and Maggie McPherswick-Fearson, Haller's ex-wife, brought in to counter their cell tower evidence. Judge Coelho strikes both Dr. Arslanian's AI-powered digital recreation and the DNA evidence from the GSR pad as inadmissible. When cornered, Haller deliberately provokes the judge into holding him in contempt, buying time for Bosch to collect DNA from Sanger's discarded cigarette butt. The drama peaks when Haller recalls Sergeant Sanger about her DNA on the GSR stub. Before questioning concludes, Sanger is murdered outside the courthouse by a cartel hitman, eliminating a liability. Despite this shocking development, Judge Coelho ultimately rules in Lucinda's favor, granting habeas relief, vacating her conviction, and apologizing for her 5 lost years. The courtroom erupts as Lucinda reunites with her family. Justice often hinges on procedural technicalities rather than truth. Despite overwhelming evidence of innocence, freedom depends on legal maneuvering where rules sometimes matter more than reality. Both Bosch and Haller pay significant prices for pursuing justice. Bosch battles chronic myeloid leukemia while working the case, an invisible enemy mirroring the corruption they fight. His illness becomes ammunition when McPherson questions his competence in court, citing a police report suggesting treatment-related confusion. Haller faces danger when his house is vandalized with empty drawers, slashed furniture, and maple syrup poured over his laptop. His greatest sacrifice comes when he deliberately provokes Judge Coelho into holding him in contempt, spending a night in jail to secure time for crucial DNA evidence. During detention, as an inmate howls nearby, Haller reflects on his career and realizes headline chasing can no longer be his goal. The case transforms them both. Bosch finds renewed purpose despite illness, proving his worth for the defense. Haller experiences his own resurrection walk after release, sensing a need for change. The novel suggests seeking truth exacts a price, but one worth paying. As Haller explains at his mentor's memorial, freeing an innocent person makes all sacrifices worthwhile. The resolution brings mixed results. Lucinda walks free, but Roberto's killer escapes formal justice, protected by powerful interests. Corruption within the sheriff's department persists, and Lucinda has lost 5 irreplaceable years with her son. Yet significant change has occurred. Judge Coelho's ruling acknowledges the system's failure, and her apology to Lucinda represents a rare institutional admission of wrongdoing. News coverage linking Sanger to a sheriff's clique with cartel ties suggests broader accountability may follow. For Haller and Bosch, the case marks a turning point. Haller shifts toward pursuing meaningful justice rather than mere legal victories. Bosch reaffirms his commitment to truth regardless of who employs him. Their impact lies not in professional titles, but in lives changed through their pursuit of justice. The resurrection walk becomes a metaphor for our justice system, imperfect, sometimes corrupt, but capable of redemption when dedicated individuals refuse to accept convenient lies. Through persistence and courage, truth can prevail against entrenched corruption. What matters most is standing for truth when it counts. Resurrection Walk reminds us that the fight for justice defines who we are, regardless of outcome.